Well, today we learned how the U.S. Air Force mistook a hospital in Afghanistan last October for an enemy hideout. 42 people were killed in an airstrike on the charity hospital that's run by Doctors Without Borders. David Martin reports 16 service members are being punished, but none faces criminal charges.
The 3,000-page investigation into the destruction of the hospital details a series of mistakes and miscommunications whose only excuse was the fog and fatigue of war. The report called the strike by the devastating firepower of an AC-130 gunship a disproportional response to a threat that did not exist. The actions of the American commander who called in the strike and the aircraft commander who carried it out were not reasonable under the circumstances. Yet General Joseph Votel, the overall commander of the war in Afghanistan, said the litany of human error did not, in his opinion, add up to criminal negligence.
There was no intention on any of their parts to take a shortcut, and they were attempting to do the right thing. Unfortunately, they made a wrong judgment in this particular case and ended up targeting this Doctors Without Borders facility.
The gunship was given the coordinates of a government building taken over by Taliban fighters, but its targeting system zeroed in on an open field instead. The air crew picked out the closest building that resembled the one they were supposed to hit and unwittingly targeted the hospital. But they were not certain and kept radioing the commander on the ground, looking for clarification on the building to be struck. The ground commander, who could not see the target from his position, gave the go-ahead and, according to the investigation, willfully violated the rules of engagement. Rounds away, the aircraft reported, firing the first of 211 rounds. Some of the 16 officers and men who were disciplined were relieved of command and given letters of reprimand that will end their careers. Families of the victims received payments of $6,000 or $3,000, depending on whether their family member was killed or wounded.
Doctors Without Borders called the punishments inadequate when compared to the deaths of 42 people. Scott?